This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another podcast of Catching Up. You can also tune in live Tuesday nights between 9 and 10 on Joy 94.9. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be crazy to listen to anything else.
Hello, Lottie.
Yes, I've already seen you. Don't you think you're a bit old for that ruby red lipstick? It's supposed to be on your lips, not all over your face.
Well, at least I try, Lottie. You could fly a bomber through your cracks. Oh. Carpet bomber wouldn't go astray, actually. Oh, look, speaking of demolition, there's three halfwits up next on that radio station, Annoy 69 point something. It's called Catch-Ups or something stupid. You've never heard anything like it. Absolute rubbish. Shall I turn it up?
Oh, yes, go ahead. Whatever tickles your jam fancies. I'll give you a little recipe for that too, if you're lucky. Oh, I've already fed those little bastards. Dotty, give me the axe.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriver and Jamie Lewis.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett, Dolly and Jamie here on Catch Up.
Oh, so catch-ups is about nothing, really.
Nothing is going to happen.
Not much, no.
Yeah, not much at all. Let's face it, we're all here to have a good old chinwag, chew the fat, cup of tea, basically talk about nothing.
Chew the fat. I haven't done that for
like
a while,
Brett. Brett, you're good at doing that, I've noticed too, aren't you? Talking about nothing. Me, personally, I'm just here for pussyfoot.
Pussyfoot?
Pussyfoot. Ooh. One of the songs we hopefully play a little bit later. Oh, this is my first time. I feel like the chicken loaf in the heavily garnished sandwich, boys.
A ploughman's lunch, maybe?
Or an open sandwich.
Might even get on my high horse if you're lucky.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to Catching Up with Brett, Dolly and Jamie, and our first show's all about firsts, and we're going to talk about first loves.
Ooh.
Jamie, tell me your first love.
Oh, Brett, I have thought long and hard all week whether I should talk about that first love, the first time I gazed longingly into the special man's eyes, but I decided it was more honest to talk about my true first love, which was eating.
Table for two.
Well, you know, it was deep and it was real.
Anyway, up 69.
That's right. I like to lose the same 5 kilos every year, just for consistency. I guess, though, I did have a pretty good experience with my first love. Took me 9 years to get rid of him, but it was pretty good. I think, however, Brett, some people are not quite as lucky as us.
No. I fell in love at the age of 16 and he broke my heart and I've been a jaded woman ever since, really.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
We're all interstaters.
Yes, we are. Mm. No one's a local. Well, you're mostly a local. You've been here a long time.
I've been here for about 17 years now.
Oh, wow.
So, Dolly, whereabouts are you from again?
Darling, I'm from Bris Vegas, where it's sunny one day and warm the next. Do you know the place?
Yes.
Heard of
very
it?
So much. Very
Isn't
much
that
so.
Lovely. And did you know that ABBA's B-side to Fernando was Tropical Loveland?
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Which was all about sunny Queensland. Ooh, it's a tropical love. Don't remember that one, do you?
No.
More's a pity. However, I didn't move because of the weather. I moved because I was bored. Bored with the continuous sunshine, bored with the cockroaches, bored with my life, you know? So I just thought I'd chuck myself off a cliff and come to Melbourne.
Love a sea's changed.
What about you, darling? You're not from, where are you from?
No, I'm originally from Perth. I'm a sand groper.
Yeah. A sand groper.
And I still don't understand what that is.
Oh, because Western Australia is predominantly a land of many sands.
And gropers.
No, that's just for fun, doll.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, the groping's just fun.
What do you do?
We grope.
In the sand sometimes. Jamie.
Oh, that's an appropriate time to cross to me.
I think so.
Well, I'm fairly new to Melbs, guys. I've also come over from WA, and I'm loving it in Melbourne. How do you know you've moved to Melbourne? Well, firstly, if you're anything like me and you've moved interstate, you would have already faced the inevitable change of address and the trauma of shipping furniture and fragile treasures across one of the world's widest countries, and the terror of locking your adorable Shih Tzu Cross Maltese into a travel crate and onto an aeroplane, for which I was clearly unforgiven for several days. So you've arrived in Melbourne. It's beautiful, it's green, it's big, it's bustling. And to be honest, the first thing I noticed was how friendly and warm everyone was. Stage one of fitting in, find a house. Have you ever tried to rent a house in Melbourne? It's pretty competitive. There's a lot of competition. You rock up to home opens and there's 20, 30 people standing around with their already filled in application forms, having better jobs and better lives and being better looking than everyone else there. It's pretty intense. Once you get that organised and you settle in, which I have done now, I'm really enjoying my house and being peaceful at home. And of course ordered my thermal underwear to cope with the Melbourne weather. I think it's going to be a great year ahead. So how do you know that you've moved to Melbourne? Well, for me, firstly, it's seeing a big chunk of the world from underneath an umbrella.
Would you care to enlighten us about that?
Well, it does rain quite a bit here, and I've noticed that I'm seeing pieces of Melbourne from underneath that little squiggly line that is the umbrella. Secondly, your mail needs at time to be unpeeled. So firstly, you remove postal items from your clearly not waterproof mailbox. They're sort of verging on paper mache some of the time. Slowly peel open your mail. That's always lovely. And thirdly, the most beautiful sight of all, you have to stay up quite late. They don't appear regularly or in the same place every day. And it's the sorry tram.
Sorry tram?
Yeah, I know you don't believe me, Brett, but I've seen it. It's real. You've got to stay up late. You've got to travel to different areas, different suburbs.
It's absolute garbage. I've seen the Kevin 07 tram, but I haven't seen the sorry tram.
It's just wandering around town saying sorry for anything. And I love it. It's great.
Any particular part of town it's travelling to?
Well, I saw it over in Balaclava, but it was heading somewhere else.
Balaclava. How do you say it, love?
But I don't know. Balaclava.
What's the Perth way of saying it?
Balaclava?
Bala.
I don't know.
I thought it was always balaclava.
Balaclava.
But I could be wrong. I thought the tram might be going to a little song by Miss Petula Clark.
Yes, one of my absolute favourite songs. And because I've moved to the big city, I've moved to the big smoke, but we wanted to play Petula Clark's Downtown, but with a little spin on this one. Brett, we're actually going to play the German version just for fun.
Fantastic.
And just before we go into that, a little bit of information about Petula Clark. This hit actually gave her the first number one of any British artist in America.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Let's have a listen.
1964.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit joy94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Hello, I'm Peter Hitchener from Nine News. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Is good.
Dust is good.
Dust is good. Oh, hello. You're listening to Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Jamie and Brett. If you want us to catch up about anything, then SMS us on 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Thought we'd pop that one on for our German listeners, boys.
I popped out and put some Lederhosen on in between. Very comfortable.
They're looking beautiful, aren't they, darling?
I don't know why you had to slap my thighs, though.
That was just for fun.
Right, Petula has made me think about albums, boys.
What have you got?
Well, for the kids out there, that's what us oldies used to listen to. I am holding my first album. It's called Full Bore.
Oh, it's beautiful.
B-O-A-R, made by KTEL in 1979, bought at 99 cents from the record
expensive.
Exchange.
Just
to, like, have a little touch of that.
I think you could probably buy it now for 99 cents.
It hasn't gone up.
Excuse you. Tell the listeners what you see on the cover. It's a fabulous cover. Well, don't you think, boys?
I mean, it's a pig. It's a naked pig. Yes, I guess all pigs would be naked. Mm. It's wearing some beautiful sunglasses.
They look like Carrera sunglasses.
Headphones.
Yes.
It's a beauty. Maybe this could be our mascot.
I think it is. And it looks a little bit like you and I, Jamie, after a big night out.
It does, but it doesn't. You don't have the rings through your nose.
No, thank God.
Apart from that, it's identical.
Absolutely.
Could you just test my knowledge, please, on the songs on Full Ball?
Yeah. Songs from Full Ball.
If I can remember the artist. Do you want to play, Brett?
Oh, I'd love to play
this
game.
You've got a buzz.
Buzz.
Right. Just, you know the answer quickly.
That's your buzz. Dolly, what's your buzz? Okay. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to say the song title.
Good game's a fast game.
Thanks, Dolly. I'm going to say the song title. You're going to say the artist.
Yes.
I don't like Mondays.
Boom, hurrah.
Oh, that was very close. I'm going to give that to Dolly.
Oh, I forgot to buzz, didn't I? I'm sorry.
What's the answer?
Boomtown Rats.
Correct. One point, Dolly.
Yes.
Computer games.
Biz.
Dolly.
My sex.
You are just.
That is correct. 2 points, Dolly.
Well, it was my first album, so I am cheating
Brett
a little
zero.
Bit.
Zero. I'm going to give you a chance to. Well, okay. Not even tie. Let's face it.
No.
Strangers on a Train.
Oh, look. Still don't know. Oh, the Spuzz, the sports.
Yeah,
thanks
Spuzz. He got that one because I showed him.
I was looking too. Do you want to do it with Madonna? Can you tell
us
about your first
album? My first album was Madonna, called Madonna. She wasn't as inventive. Well, let's face it, she's never been that inventive, has she? but there was a beautiful song. It was my first album. I got a new CD player. It was all very exciting. And it's a fantastic song, Borderline.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts.
Hello there, this is Funny Lady Judith Lucy and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be crazy to listen to anything else.
Dolly, my dear, what is up for next week's show?
Well, I'm going to bring in my CWA Mince Matters books because I think we need a couple of heartwarming Tucker recipes for winter.
You'll see some imperial measurements there, I imagine.
Look, I've got a conversion chart for you.
I've got it on my iPhone.
I might even try and play some of Cokie Cokie from Mrs. Mill's all-time party favourites.
Oh,
fantastic.
What about you, Brett? What are you going to be bringing to next week's show?
I might be bringing a classic movie. Haven't quite worked it out yet, but there will be a classic movie.
Classic.
Pre-1980. And it will be gay. No.
Gay.
Themed.
Gay themed.
Gay themed or something the gays like.
Something the gays like. Mm. The GLBTIQ community will enjoy.
Excellent. And all I think we'll be highlighting a TV show from the past that I hope everyone knows about. It'll be something sort of, slightly glitzy, slightly glamorous, slightly tacky. You know, it could be Paradise Island. It could be The Love Boat. It could be The Golden Girls. There's so many for us to get through.
Blanche!
I like to start my day with an episode of Prisoner and finish my day with an episode of The Golden Girls. And ironically, they're very similar.
You know they're remaking Prisoner?
They are.
Really?
Wentworth. Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's it for Catch Up. Thank you so much for listening. It's been Brett.
It's been Dolly.
And it's been Jamie.
Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to the podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. If you've enjoyed the show, you can tune in for more fun regularly on a Tuesday night between 9 and 10 p.m. or follow the links at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.